gang, it's time for Puck Off. It's playoff time. Joe Bartnik, this is an exciting time of year.
Fabulous, gang captain. Great to see you. Things are good. We brought in the you're the captain, the guest that wears the A is here today.
He's a heavy hitter.
Heavy hitter. I mean, it's playoffs time. You got to bring in Mr. Ian Bagg.
Bagman
for ass.
Bagman.
Hi guys. Thanks for
having
me.
What's up, buddy? Good to see you.
What a great time of year.
Look at your cool shirt, man.
You got to like
California
it, right?
Golden Seals.
You don't see that much anymore.
Nope.
No.
First, we got to thank you for the great Corey Hirsch.
Oh, you kidding?
Yeah.
That guy's
awesome. Loving it.
He's fantastic. Unfortunately, Corey's not on this week. He's a personal matter.
I bounced him. I said, Corey. I said, you can't do it if I'm doing it.
You bumped him.
How great is he, though? He's on Hockey Night in Canada.
The guy's
on Sportsnet all the time.
Yeah. He's the man.
Newspapers.
He gives a little, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. He's knowledgeable.
He tells us what's going on when we're just blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And if he ever makes you mad, just say, well, at least I'm not on a stamp being scored on by Peter Forsberg.
You know,
is he really?
Yeah. We've never brought that up.
You got to bring it up.
No,
he doesn't get mad about it. But he is on a stamp being in Sweden.
Well,
being scored
I know that he tried
Peter
to
Sports,
sue them, right? He tried to sue
for likeness. I don't think you can sue another country. I'm pretty sure it's pretty.
No, but
hard.
You don't want to be on every single envelope. Getting
for a couple
on.
Of years, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
that's bad.
I didn't. I we never brought it up because he was. He wasn't. His name's not on the cup for '94. If the Rangers and he didn't.
Well, he was third string, right?
Right. But
still should have gone on.
They put people's names on. Anyway, so he didn't. He wasn't happy about that. So I was like, you know what? We're not going to. If he's doesn't like that,
he must really hate the stamp.
He's got so many other things you should be angry about.
But that guy's
cool. He's a ginger.
Oh, well, that's right there.
Daywalker.
Last week's ginger, Brian DeMoy.
Yeah, Brian DeMoy.
Came out with slinging arrows at me. But, he was huge on Twitter last Wednesday night. But he has calmed down from the great Peter Mrazek, buddy. Your man.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
who the great Corey Hirsch
man.
Said he went with Mrazek, too.
Yeah. Shutout.
Shutout. Boom.
Shut him out.
Was it 4-0 last night?
3-0. And then he tried to trip him like a bunch of girls.
Obligator regulated
that. Yeah, you got to regulate that. I think that's in the goon of that's in the goon of the week mix.
I like
it. We love stand up for Mrazek. I mean, I told you Ben Bishop never stopped a shot that mattered. He still hasn't stopped it. He's 6. The puck hits him accidentally.
But they have good offense, and for us to get a shutout.
But Detroit's defense is what made them this year, what got them through. And they're both over. Aren't they both over 100 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be a quick little dance around the thing. You're probably going to go down to 7 games.
Yep.
And it's going to be very close.
Well, that's what I predicted.
But the second line is very good, very fast for Tampa Bay.
Well, who's on that line?
Tyler Johnson, that Palat guy, and that used to be Drouin, but Drouin's been hurt all year. And
there's one kid on that team that's really fast.
Tyler Johnson.
Is that who it is? I don't always pick up on the names, but I'm just like, that guy's
no, he's
fast.
Good. But you know what? It comes to squeezing sticks, and it's playoffs. Who do you want on your team in the playoffs? I'll take Datsu.
I'd take Datsu.
Me too.
What did Datsu do last night? 2 goals.
Right.
Boom. The witch.
The witch.
Yeah.
Getting it done.
You know, I mean, what else? I mean.
And Mrazek turns out to be the right call.
What's funny is Detroit's never really cared that much about their goaltenders. They've always been so strong. I think Hasek was the only time they really went out and got a goaltender.
Yeah, probably.
Mike Vernon, maybe, but he was at the end of his career.
Right.
Osgood was never really the guy that pulled you through it. He was the guy that got you done, almost like Crawford when the first time Chicago won.
Vernon was a savior, though. They got Vernon, and they needed Vernon. They needed
somebody that
– an old guy back there.
It was towards the end of his career, but he played well for –
Right, Detroit. He played well, but he didn't. He wasn't the guy that had to stand on his head out of control.
No.
Detroit has never been where their goalies their major concern.
No,
that's true. And yet, this was a bit of a controversy because Jimmy Howard.
Everybody says the controversy.
The starter, you know.
Well, you know,
do you really think Howard's glass? He breaks a lot.
I know.
I think it shows Babcock's genius. He's a man. He makes decisions.
I heard a funny rumor that he says he's going to Edmonton. I just because he thinks he can create that into a winning team.
Well, that's a 20 minutes after the
Let's
hour.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
I'm just
talking about what we're talking about, how great of a coach he is. No. I don't think he's going anywhere, first of all.
Well, that's,
I hope not.
Well, that, well, that's yeah. Well,
we'll go to 20 minutes.
I hope he goes to Pittsburgh. Yeah.
But,
he,
but also that whole good luck with that. That whole, it's not just him. His assistant coach is that general manager.
Well,
there.
Now he has those scouts.
Well, Holland
is a genius. He has little,
yeah, they got great.
He has
scouts.
Little Caesar
amazing
money.
Amazing scouts.
Holland's an amazing GM. They have amazing scouts. But you know, he also took on what's his name. The old Ranger Penguin, the old Penguin coach, the old he's American Cammy Granato, whatever the Granato. Tony Granato is not a good coach,
but he's a great assistant coach because he connects with the players.
No, I wish he could connect two more times with the Penguins.
There's a difference between being a coach and an assistant coach. A coach is the guy that gets all the work done. Your assistant coach is the guy that connects with the players that do, because the coaches don't have time to be sitting around and chummy chummy with the players.
That's true.
Your assistant coaches are the guys who are chummy chummy.
Well, great at being chummy chummy with the guys who don't work hard. I'm going to get back to the point. I didn't like Granato as a player. I don't like him as a coach. I think his sister was better. The point of that he could easily went the chalk with Howard, lost in six. Yeah, I went with Howard, blah, 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 and moved somewhere else. Right. He goes, no, I'm going with the kid. We're going to go win this goddamn series.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't think he's going with the kid. I think he's going with the guy that's playing great. And that's what you have to do.
I understand, but I'm just saying, like, I think it's easier to do it the other.
So
you're saying that it was clear cut Mazarek was a better goaltender.
I don't think Howard. I've never been a Howard fan, first of all. I think he's glass. I've said that.
Well,
and I also think that I think he's very much like a lot of these goalies nowadays, where I lost that game, that doesn't bother them. There's a lot of goalies that it doesn't bother them that they lose games. I want a guy that's going to be annoyed for a little bit.
I agree. It's a fair point. I always thought Howard benefited from having Nick Lindstrom in front of him for 40 minutes.
Well, goalies are. that's true. I think goalies, though, when you that confidence thing's always key. If you had a few bad games and your confidence, Howard's confidence must have been down a little
bit.
You
are an ex-goaltender.
Yeah. That's how it
Howard's
goes.
Howard's confidence goes weird all the
time. Yeah, it does. Look at Crawford right now.
How long was Mrazek in the minors for this year?
He won the Calder Cup.
This year, but last year.
Yeah.
But this year, was he in the minors at all?
He was up and down.
He was up and down.
The Memorial Cup. The Calder Cup.
No, Calder's AHL. Memorial's junior.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's why he wears the A.
That's why the bagman's here.
There you go. I know trophies that I've never won.
You've been up for a lot of those.
Well, speaking of which, the other great Brian DeMoy, and we won't use this form to crush him all week.
Let's crush him.
Was the, Nashville. Music City
was going
to win the West.
Yeah, he picked Nashville.
And, I mean, Pekka Rinne has been amazing. But the Chicago Blackhawks are the best team in hockey.
I think Chicago will take it, but at least Nashville's last night's game was pretty great.
Pretty good game, man.
Last night's game was
Nashville
awesome.
Can really skate.
They can skate. So the guys are coming. Hey, pretty soon the blind will see and the deaf will hear. James Neal scored a goal last night in the playoffs.
That is so rare.
Unbelievable.
Is he the guy that used to play for
the Penguins? Yeah. Daylight savings time, Neal. Once the clocks go ahead, he'll never score. I mean, anyway, he got a dive. This series already, he's been called for a dive. He dropped his stick and let his man score in game one.
I saw a dive by James Neal.
How about the game before I was watching them, and Nashville just expected a whistle. Did you see that? Oh, they expected an offside, and I was just like, wow! Thank God, Rene picked up that puck.
How much equipment does Rene wear? They couldn't find the puck for 20 minutes last night. Did you see that? It was caught in his
vagina
somewhere.
Yeah. Rene's played sick though.
Yeah, he's played great. Yeah.
Rene last night was insane, and Darling, the game one. His post-to-post on that
Darling's playing
was
great.
Insanity. I mean, that was...
Darling's playing good. Now, what happened to Crawford, though? What do you think happened there?
Crawford's like Howard. I think he really falls apart, like, pretty
easy.
Well,
he does have two cups, though, or at least one.
He has one.
But in this particular stretch, he looked really... the first couple of games out of it.
I know. I know a couple of people that we know that do not speak highly of Crawford at all. But right. Then again, I have a friend who's a goalie coach in Winnipeg who really speaks highly of Crawford. Thinks he calms everybody down. But
I think when he's on, he looks great. But
it's, I think he's just got that goalie mindset where sometimes they're on and sometimes they're not.
I know one thing. I wouldn't mess around with Darling right now.
Darling looks great, man. And he's a Chicago kid.
And I believe because Luch is golfing somewhere, I think I have a completely new man crush.
Who's that?
Brandon Saad is sick.
Oh, Brandon Saad.
He's from Pittsburgh, too. He is sick.
But you know who's playing really well right now, and he hasn't, is Kane.
Oh, yeah. Well, Patrick Kane's an all-star. He's a Hall of Famer.
He looked fantastic. He's got a bracket collarbone.
Yeah. I mean, Saad, though, imagine being like, whatever, 22 years old, already have two cups, and you're the first penalty kill. You and Taze, then you come out. You knew he was scoring that big goal. He shoots like I don't know, like the way he looks like a guy, but he's got that like mid 80s when you know a guy's gonna like boss coming down, like you know he's gonna bury it. It's just that he's gonna like Brett Hall, boss, the great scores just.
They score.
Yeah. Like, no one today shoots like he does, where it's like, it's going in. These guys today, like, they look so vanilla. Like, oh, this guy, he's going to hit the guy in the crest, he's going to bounce away, blah, blah, blah. Like, Saad, when he's coming in, it's like, it's going in the net, you know?
Right.
Or it's going to be a miraculous save.
There's your second. Those are the two best coaches you've talked about in the league right now, too. I think Quinville. And what's his face in Detroit? I think they're the
Coach Q.
Yeah.
And that was ballsy That was ballsy too to sit Crawford to say I'm bringing
of course.
In
Darling. Yeah. But you listen to his speech. His when they interview him during the game, that guy loves hockey. He will explain what's going on and tell them what he's doing, and he loves hockey. It's pretty amazing.
Well, Barbecue Bruce loves hockey. He's just not good of a coach.
Right. Well.
And Barbecue Bruce should go play the lottery.
Right.
He lucked out. The Gibson got hurt. Right. Now Anderson looks amazing.
Anderson looks good.
The dynamic duo of Getzloff and Perry. Are you kidding me?
And Kessler.
You add the Wonder Boy Kessler now.
Kessler's
don't even that's try the, with me the Wonder
that's,
Boy.
But that's the Justice League of America. I mean, do you think they're going to – I mean, because let me tell you something. Winnipeg is hot. They're big. They're nasty. They can play.
Well,
they're a good
– Hey, by the way, they could have won any of those games.
They were leading by like all of them by like 100 minutes.
It just shows you that Anaheim has a gear that I haven't seen all year. That they've been able to throw into overdrive
in the third period.
It's been amazing because I didn't think that they'd win all these games. I really thought Winnipeg would rough them up. But I will say this, Winnipeg is better than both Calgary and Vancouver.
Winnipeg's like, a good team. Could have won any of those three games.
Oh, absolutely. You feel bad for Paul Maurice because, I mean, that team is good.
By the way.
Undisciplined, which is costing them.
And I think 90% of the penalties called in this series in all the playoffs this year have been crap. But the ones that Winnipeg have made have actually been penalties.
Right.
Like most of the ones, especially in the Penguins series, I mean, not to be a homer, but have been crap calls. But
homer.
But Winnipeg's earned them.
Winnipeg has got their money's worth.
Yeah.
You know what's been great though? Winnipeg is that Myers that they got from Buffalo has turned out to be a stud.
I was so wrong in that trade. I was like, I'd rather have Bogosian. Myers is playing amazing. Stafford's scoring.
Right.
Stafford hasn't scored in a decade.
I think they've got a couple more pieces that they have to put together. Their goalie has to steal the game tonight. Their goalie.
Well, he has to steal 3-0, dude. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Well, I know, but for them to win that series, he had to steal at least two games.
Yeah.
For them to come away with a little bit of dignity, they need to steal a game.
Pavlik has not let them down, though.
Let them down, but the last four games of the season, that's the Pavlik you need. You've got the Pavlik from before those four games. He isn't stealing the games.
No.
Like, I think they had one goal against them in the last four games or something like that.
But there's just something about, you know, this time of year when the big boys show – I mean, Getzlaf and Perry.
Yeah.
Getzlaf has been amazing.
Talk about him. I mean, we've said this all the time, and even when I was like, who's that guy? Like, I'm like, that's a man.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a bad dude.
That's a man.
And then he takes off his hat. He's got no hair. People hate Perry. Perry's amazing.
Yeah, Perry's great.
I mean, he's a great, and he's big. Those guys are big, too.
Yeah.
And they just,
Getzlaf's a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Getzlaf's a man that you see and you go, oh, that guy's like big and just ripped.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Not frightened of things.
And talented.
We talk about it like a lot. I mean, like in 24 hours last year, he scored like a playoff winning goal, had a kid, and broke his face with a puck.
Yeah.
All like in 12. He's done more in 12 hours than I've done basically my whole life.
Ah, I seen you just lie on the floor. It's pretty
interesting. Yeah, that was pretty interesting. you got injured just waiting for the show.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's a big one.
Well, you know what?
You hurt yourself sitting on the bench. I'll tell you, the other one.
The crowd is what I like up there in Winnipeg. I got to say that.
The guys in the white suits look like the hosts.
So happy that they and it's so such an amazing town, and they're so great to
Their
have
crowd
hockey
is
back.
Awesome.
And they got, I was up there, and I went to an open practice. And they had 500 people in an open practice on a Thursday.
Wow.
Midday.
Well, you got
500 people.
Yeah, that says it all.
Yeah. I could barely fill the room.
They are coming. Like, I mean, they're coming.
They're going to get better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys are young.
But even
Shifley and Lowry, those guys are young.
Even Frederik Andersen raving about the crowd.
They're built like the Kings. They're built like Chicago. They're built.
Yeah.
They're built to get it greasy and dirty and muck it up.
Yeah.
So
and they have some. Those guys got some hands up there though. They got some hands.
They'll be good.
Like, you know, the other team I really love, that makes me sick that I'm rooting against them for my picks. Is the New York Islanders, because I took Washington in seven, and I looked hideously stupid game one, because for some reason Washington did not show up in game one. And I'll tell you what they didn't do, Captain, was sickening, was they didn't play Tom Wilson and they didn't play Lotta. And that's the whole reason why I thought that, okay, my favorite fourth line in hockey would even up with Wilson and Lotta. Then I'll take, as much as I love Tavares, I think he's the closest thing to Lemieux the game has. I said, I'll take Ovi and Backstrom, they're due. Well, he didn't play Wilson or Lotta. It's like, you're going to get run over. And the crowd seemed like a Penguin crowd. Like, oh, it's the first round. We're not going to get excited until the end.
You know. What time was that game? What time
was it? 4 o'clock.
Was it a Wednesday? Because I know they also played on a Saturday at noon, and they lost that second game. And that was a noon game. That is, I think, the worst time for a game.
Yeah, that's tough.
I don't think, though. Even though everybody, all their professionals.
No, those noon games are awful.
The crowd is not in it.
I didn't even get my coffee, and I wake up, I'm always losing.
I miss it. I've always missed two periods. It doesn't matter what, if I want to see the game. I've always missed two periods.
Yeah,
it's the worst. I hate it.
It's
got to
be tough on
but
the
I was
players.
Always wondering, because they didn't show up so bad, I was wondering if that was an early.
But I thought Trotz was an idiotic. Like, he broke up Backstrom and Ovi. It's like, it's not time to experiment.
Yes, it is. Don't be a pansy.
It's always time.
But and he's gonna make the good.
That goal.
I mean, did you see
Ovechkin's
Wilson
goal last night? Was insane.
Pretty awesome.
Oh, that deflection. Was that even like he tried to do that? I mean,
It was one of those things where you're like,
did he?
Yeah.
And how good is Backstrom?
Backstrom's great.
He's like three all-time overtime goals.
I've always liked Holtby. I think he played a great game.
He played a great game last night.
And I think he, when he switches in, like, he's been sick.
Right.
So who's the kid that started for him with one game?
He's a rookie. Yeah, I don't know. He's
falling so
through the.
He did well, but Holtby, I think, can take him
far. He won that game.
He did, yeah.
He won that game.
So who wins that series?
Which also makes you go, was Holtby sick that first game?
I think he was.
So that kind of stuff, and I'm sure since he wasn't the only one that was sick.
But I mean, especially when you're playing him as a you know, in the playoffs and stuff, you hear the, like, you know, whatever, the rock in the red. That's a loud building.
That is a loud building.
That's a loud. They get obnoxious. Not obnoxious in a Philly way, but that's a loud, obnoxious building. It was dead for game one.
It was dead.
Yeah. It was dead for game one.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how loud and obnoxious Philly gets. Their coach is getting fired, so who cares?
Oh, Berube. Well, you know, they're going to interview the gorilla that was thrown around the suitcases in the Samsonite.
That guy would be good.
he'll be an upgrade over Berube.
Yeah. Ah, Berube.
I was shopping at NHL.com, and I noticed Claude Giroux golf shirts for sale.
What?
That's hilarious.
It's already been a win, Ian, because the Flyers cannot win. It's already a great season.
It is an amazing season.
And now, I'm still taking the Caps.
So who wins in that? You think Caps still win that?
I took Caps in seven. Now that it's 2-2 going back, I think.
It's 2-2.
They got to win. The Caps got to win game five because they will not win game six. It's going to go seven.
It's going to go seven no matter what. Yeah.
Well, I don't see.
I'm going with the Isles.
There you go.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny because you've been hearing me blow them all year.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe you go against them. I can't believe it.
I know. Well, I just.
They're great. I really like the Isles. I think they're going to do even better next year when they move buildings. I think it gives them a chance to get a couple more players that they need because bringing them into Brooklyn gives them a New York. Like Manhattan identity.
Harmonic getting hurt them.
Big time.
Harmonic. He's a big time defenseman.
It's funny that their two important players have really been taken out at the playoffs. Like, remember what's his face, Tavares, last year, right at that time, too?
Well, he got hurt in the Olympics, which was a crime.
But it was right around, was he in the Olympics?
Yeah, he was in the Olympics.
I thought it was like last couple games he got.
No, he got hurt in the Olympics.
I got hurt in the Olympics. We banged that drum.
You think it's good that they moved to Brooklyn?
I think it's a fantastic move. I don't think I believe in people that live in Long Island know that Long Island's dying.
Right.
It's almost like Japan. It's an aging community. It's not a young community.
Right.
So how are they going to make money? They want to make money by the way, I like their new jerseys. I like that logo. I think it looks cool.
Yeah.
I think giving them putting them in Brooklyn gives them more of a younger fan base. I think it gives them it can hopefully. I would like to see an urban like following come to them.
Yeah, that'd be
that
cool.
That would be really cool.
It gives Tavares an extra jump on being the face of hockey.
Right, and it's funny I think the Rangers have picked up because they knew. Like that organization picked up because they knew they were going to have more competition from the Islands coming into Brooklyn.
Oh, Tavares! I mean, just he scores the overtime goal. I mean, I'm telling you, he's the closest thing to Lemieux. He plays at a different level of game.
Hey,
he's playing chess.
It looks like Lemieux a lot
too. He's playing chess when other people are playing checkers. Now to the big series. Somehow we squeaked that game too. So there's a chance that if we go six games, I'm going to game six.
Are you?
A friend of mine's flying in. But remember, Captain, the last time I was supposed to go to a playoff game, I ended up at a baseball game. When the Bruins got the DVE guys in Pittsburgh, super guys, Randy and Bill, they all come out for game five. Come out for game five. Bruins, Penguins, I've been waiting my whole life to see that series. Yeah. Well,
they sent you to a baseball game?
Well, no, there's a sweep. Oh, Bruins swept the Pirates.
I thought they just dicked you over and sent you to a baseball game.
No.
Row six, eight, seat seven.
I went with those guys. Yeah, there's plenty of room for that.
Yeah. No,
but,
That's an interesting series.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
they poked the bear. The one new Rangers poked the bear and woke him up. I'm sure they're trying to be quiet around him because
For how much the Penguins haven't done anything, the Rangers really haven't done anything. And we're two bad line changes away from it being like 2-1 us or whatever. I mean,
yeah, that Yandle to Hagelin pass was a line change.
Two scores were on.
By the way, Hagelin is the fastest guy in the league.
Hagelin's fast.
You think he's the fastest guy in the league?
He looks like it to me.
The guy from the Islanders, what's his name, is fast. That guy, Grabner.
Grabner is very fast.
Grabner can fly.
Ex-Canuck.
Grabner, he's kind of, I don't know, he's been injured a little bit. He's not as fast. He used to be on the penalty kill, and it was, like, insane.
Right.
But, the calls have been, and I'm not going to, blame the refereeing when Gino hasn't scored, to quote Mike Lang, since the seventh grade picnic. But,
That's a long time ago.
There was only one.
That's a good time.
There was seven penalties. They had seven, I think, penalties. We had nine at one point in game one. and I only thought one was legit. Perron slash was a, I know it's the playoffs, you can't slash someone like that. Everything else was like, they didn't call that way on the Rangers, and it's the playoffs. Like, come on.
So what happened? Okay, first of all, I want to say I've probably called out Fleury a lot and said he isn't a good goalie. I think he's played really good this series.
Yes, Fleury's had a great 2 years. Fleury had a meltdown against Philly.
Right.
And that'll always be remembered, especially in Pittsburgh, because it's Philly.
Right.
Right. But other than that, you know.
But what happens at the end of the year?
Oh, he resigned.
Signed
a deal. You're saying it's Crosby.
Who they move? Somebody moves.
Well, you're looking at probably the end of Gino, because.
Where does he go?
They're already painting that picture.
Where does he go? I heard a rumor, Chicago.
For who? For
I have no idea. I have no idea.
So that'll be three more rings. Where are you going to get Sharp and Seabrook? Sharp.
I take Seabrook. I think he's amazing.
Seabrook's great.
I'll take anybody from that team. Are you kidding me?
You've got to take two players, though.
That's the problem with the – yeah, well, it's a problem. The problem with the Penguins are that when everybody's completely healthy, there's only like five – there's like four forwards and two defensemen.
Don't tell me about falling
that
off
would
in
play,
talent.
No,
I'm a Vancouver Canucks fan.
That
we have two twins.
No, but that would play on the Blackhawks. That would play on the Blackhawks, not including Fleury. There's like four forwards and two defensemen that would maybe three. Olimata is close. But that would play on the Blackhawks. And that's it. Sid, Gino.
Perron.
No, Perron's terrible.
I think you don't like him. I think when he's on, he's fantastic.
When he's on, he hasn't been on since the first month we got him.
What's going on? Well, there's something going on in that dressing room, and I said it last year that players aren't playing hard. Well, and he came from Edmonton, which is just a hell.
But they always say, but Sid and Gino are always get along. I mean, if you want my honest opinion, I think Sid is the problem.
But I think so, too.
They're never going to get rid of him.
No. So.
Do you know why I think he's the problem?
Because
find me tape where his mouth isn't open fucking bitching about something.
Right.
Yeah, and he's always bitching.
I understand he's a great player, but...
Excuse my language.
But if he's such a leader, why does no one follow him? If he's such a leader...
Because he's not.
Exactly.
How's he playing in this series?
He's playing good. But, I mean, he's supposed to play good. I don't know. He's played good. Now is not the time to, like, dump all over him because he's playing good. And it's like there's other – but I personally think the best thing that could ever happen to the Penguins – and I've said this – and I wish we were talking about this in the offseason because once they win two games, I'll be like a moron – is Sid ass out. I think that's the only way the Penguins will get out of this problem that they really have.
Well, where would he go?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
no, I'm just saying.
You need four teams to go into that deal.
Oh, my God.
But I mean, and I want to do this in the summer because we have a great guy from Pittsburgh. Brian Metzer agreed to come on to do an autopsy with me on the Penguins.
Yeah.
And if we win two more games.
Now what happens if you win?
I don't want to be down. Bags here is bringing me down the rabbit hole.
That's his job.
But I think that is the best solution. I mean, I just – or I, what? No, they should have never paid Letang $8 million. That was the biggest mistake. He actually played okay this year, but he's brittle. But that was the biggest mistake they ever made. The biggest problem that ever happened to that team was when Disco Dan got named the Olympic coach, because then they made it unpatriotic to fire that moron. And that year, Lindy Ruff and Peter Laviolette were open to be brought in. Oh, you can't fire him. He's the Olympic coach.
Right.
I would have kicked him out on his head. Now let's talk about other teams because it's – no, but that's – let's talk about your
– we'll go to the Canucks in a second. We've got to stay in the East because we've got a series that really nobody cares about.
Minnesota?
No. Montreal and Ottawa.
Yeah.
Nobody really cares about it.
I thought that would go seven, and it's Montreal.
It's just boring.
I mean, and that's the Penguins. Oh, there's one more thing about it. Because I said it last week. I'm watching 60 Minutes. You know, they interview. They have a whole thing on PK Subban, who I love.
Right,
love him.
Therrien's in there, calls him in his office, is bitching at him. You think anyone ever one time? Because when were the Penguins on it?
Right.
Mkhitaryan was in there. Malkin, I want to see your name on the list. You don't think he would say, hey, Sid, if you said one more goddamn cross-ice pass on the power play, you're not playing the power play.
Right.
That's what that team needs. And Babcock is probably the only man that can get away with it now because it's been a country club for 7 years.
Well, you just have to look at who, when he goes, the difference he plays when he's on the Canadian Olympic team to the difference he plays when he's on the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That's real true.
Who does he lead dog up to? He's the lead dog there, and nobody over there, when he's on the Canadian Olympic team, they love him, but he's not the league dog. No. You guys got Getzlaff there. You got guys that that are men.
But he does seem to play better in that setting. Yeah.
That's because he has to.
Yeah,
Duncan Keith is a man.
When he was playing in the at the beginning of his career in the NHL, and also when he was in junior, he was playing with guys above him that may not have been as talented as him, but were talent and were men
and forced him to work,
and he had to respect them.
Yeah.
And right now, I would say he's at an age where he doesn't have guys that he cares that whether they respect him or
not. He's never grown up. Now, what did you think of Subban? I thought that slash was BS.
I thought it was interesting. I thought it
was. Did you think it was a 5-minute major game misconduct?
After everything else you see in the league, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the problem. But
that was BS.
But what would have happened? Would he have gotten the 5 minutes and blah blah blah? Would the league have given him more? You have to think about that, because it was such a everybody's all hands are all big, you know, like everybody.
I just don't think it was a vicious slash.
PK Subban, though. It was very PK Subban.
Yeah, but Subban's great. God,
he's fantastic. But then you look at what in the Winnipeg game the other night with Corey Perry and Bufflin, when he jams his fingers into the back of a guy's neck and punches him like hard like that. Even though Corey Perry feels no pain for some unknown reason, but it could have been a broken neck.
That was a cheap shot.
It was a cheap shot.
And I like Buff,
but he got nothing.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So if you look at that compared to the slash, it was just a waste of time. But it was also in the first game within the first 5 minutes of the opening of the playoffs. So the referees are still getting their hands dirty at the same time as the.
I just don't even think it was that vicious of a slash.
I know, but what period. I'm saying, but what I'm saying, like, I don't. But
if
at the
it
same
hit
time,
his stick and didn't break his stick, I wouldn't have called it a slash.
But at the same time, you're looking at the referees getting their feet wet at the beginning of the series. And if it had happened maybe later on in that game, you probably wouldn't even have seen a penalty. I will also say, there's a difference between the sticks now and the sticks in 1980 when they're still wood. You did that to somebody, his hand was coming off.
Yeah, I mean, it was no Adam Graves, hey, I'm breaking Lemieux's hand. That was like, but now, that being said, I thought it was going to be a closer series.
What is going on there with Ottawa?
Hamburglar hit his, I think he hit his wall.
Yeah. But the other guys aren't. You know, they're just Canadians are just
Canadians are strong. I don't think Ottawa is. I think they've been playing over their head. I think Boston sucked it into the end, and really Ottawa.
And so did us. That's what gave
right. And that's why Ottawa's there. I don't think. And I've never thought that they were an impressive team. I've called them on a couple things. Just they're one of those mediocre teams. It's in the league.
And Hamburglar hit a little stretch there where he was hot.
So. I just think those young kids, they fought so hard to get in there. And then you show up, and then you have, you know, the opera singer singing the anthem.
Right.
And Mrs. Béliveau, John Béliveau, he just got to heaven. He's still looking. He still wants to win a cup.
Mrs.
Like,
B.
They're not going to beat those ghosts.
They're not going to beat those ghosts.
Mrs. B's got him on lockdown.
Yeah.
But it also like, at the beginning, and it goes for my team, too. I'll say this about my team is once you get to a certain at the point of the year, and that is the playoffs, average teams become very average, and Ottawa's an average team.
So you think the playoff situation brings that out?
Yeah, I think that Montreal should be taking them like this.
Yeah,
I love listening to. I think Dave Cameron's the new best interview out there. Uh-huh. I think his
looks like
voice.
A child molester. No offense, like, Mr. Cameron. He looks scary. He looks. I like how he gets on his team, though.
He doesn't look any scarier than what's his face in St. Louis, who looks like the guy that killed everybody.
No, well,
Wayne Gacy.
Well, we call him Captain Kangaroo. Yeah.
No, he's John Wayne Gacy.
Well, we call him Captain Kangaroo, and that's where people from everyone in Minnesota hates me. I'm the most hated guy in Minnesota.
You are the most hated
because I never give their team any respect.
Well, you know what? I know they're in the West, but I was saying that's a series nobody's giving.
I know
a lot
that's
of
what's
props to
because I.
I'm just saying that's a series nobody's paying attention to.
I know,
really, because I love that series.
I
do too.
To set me up for.
I also think, and I'll go against you on this. I think Minnesota is a great team.
They are good.
Well,
and I think that goaltender is.
Well, he's a really good goalie.
Let me say this though.
Go ahead, Joe.
It's an absolute disgrace, Ken Hitchcock. They say you're such a great coach.
Oh, he's boring.
It is a disgrace if you lose this series. And all those Shattenkirk, all those defensemen you line up for the Canadian Olympic team, and you're gonna let Niederreiter and Zucker beat you. That is an I don't care. I don't care who's playing goal. That's a disgrace to lose to that team. All those guys you have on your all those forwards on that team. All those. It's a Minnesota little train that could. I'm happy for Deb and Doom, Nick. That's fabulous. It's a disgrace, Hitchcock. I wouldn't even coach the last. I just quit.
Well, they always do that. St. Louis always falls.
It also says to me why that Hitchcock is not the coach, and he is the assistant coach of the Canadian national team.
Well, he stole.
Because he's not an elite coach.
He stole his. He's the one that started the whole crap with Crosby. He stole his cup with Brett Hull's foot in the crease.
Right.
They should never win. He's
won.
A fraud.
I don't know if he's a fraud. He's good coach, but he's not coach.
If he was a good coach, he would have beat the Kings. If he was up three. I mean, like they never win a playoff series.
Well, look how good
this is their year.
It's boring
hockey.
This
is their year. This is, and they're going to choke, and they're all going to be.
Look
gone.
How good they look
they're
this year. They look great during the season. And look at Tereshchenko had a great year. He didn't even get a shot on goal last game.
Yeah, but
he had a hat trick.
Look how great San Jose always looked during the season.
Well, San Jose. You know, their coach is gone.
Backus, Oshie, Steen, Tarasenko. There is no excuse. I don't care. I mean, it Ken Dryden. It's Devin Dubnyk.
But I'm gonna throw it on the other hand. I don't think that fucking Minnesota is as bad as you say.
I don't either.
I think Minnesota is a really great team, and I think they just needed a couple things to click. And I think
they got to play
Dubnyk
idiot
fucking
Hitchcock.
But Dubnyk came from Edmonton, no formula going on, just getting beat down. Going to Buffalo, there's no system. Now he's in a team that has a system.
I like the
that
speed
just makes
of that team.
I think that team's tough. I think they're fast. I think they can
shoot.
Where
were they when they quit like dogs on Mike Yo? In December and January. Remember that? They quit like dogs.
Well, I'll tell you this. One of the guys was losing his father. That's going to help you. Like, Parisi's dad was dying. When you take a guy like that out of the system, that's why it's such a long season, is because those bounces up and down, you know?
And he's one of my favorite players.
I
think he can play.
Peter Angelo, Bouwmeester, Shattenkirk, Leopold, Jackman. You're going to let Niederreiter. You're letting the Kings already lost. You only had to beat maybe one and a half really good teams. Now you're done. You have no one to blame. But I'll survive. I can take all the angry tweets. It's you people, the Blues, that have to look in the eye and say you lost. Now let's get to another underachieving team I picked, the Vancouver Canucks.
Oh, Vancouver averages.
Oh, my God.
First of all, where's that Cassian?
Back, and I'm glad he's not playing anyways. He's just an idiot.
You could be using him.
You're
letting Bolig and that other clown walk all over
Don't even tell me.
What is going on?
No, but you are.
Well, I think it just shows how average the team is, why I brought up earlier. Vancouver, I was like, okay, this is great. They're playing good. These guys, Benning and Desjardins, come in. They see that there is something here, right? And then like, we've made it to the playoffs. Now what are we gonna do? Now we're gonna be shown exactly where we are, and that is we gotta empty the house. And then I read this morning that we have 10 NTOs. No trade clause, you know. Like we're gonna, so.
But this was the best team just, you had going.
Well, you had a good year though. You had a great year.
So this is the exact same team we've had for. I love what's his Bo Horvat or whatever his name.
Bo Horvat. Well, Verbata played great this year.
Where's fucking Verbata's not playing
He's
great
not
right
playing
now.
With the Sedins. What is this guy doing?
Ian,
yeah, but they barely played the Sedins all year. You know what I mean?
Like, no, but he had 31 goals on the Sedins wing, and now he's not with the Sedins.
Well, I don't understand what's going on with that, but I think it's because he's disappeared. Like, they're not scoring. But then when you watch the Sedins play, you're like, it's a completely different game from line four to line one. Line one, they control the puck the whole time. Yeah. They bounce. Sure, they don't score, so therefore they've disappeared. But you know what? That's the game. They're fucking Calgary's hot. They're having a problem scoring on them, but they're getting the chances. They're putting the pucks on the net. They're putting the pucks. They're playing with the pucks.
When they had such a good year, though, why do you think they've tapered off?
This year?
Yeah.
I just believe it shows when a team is average and the Canucks are average. And we've got the cupboards bare there.
But they had a pretty good season.
They had a good season.
I'm not going to get fired up again, but there's no way that you should be down 3-1 to Calgary.
That's what I think.
I hate to tell you, as a Canucks fan.
You guys have a much better defense.
As a Canucks fan.
You guys have a good defense. I mean, what's the Canucks fan, those guys?
As a Canucks fan. As a Canucks fan.
I'm listening.
I went and seen the Flames play twice this year. They're the most exciting team out there.
They are exciting, yeah.
They're the most exciting team I've seen play this year. They're fast. They
More
want...
than the captain's favorite Winnipeg?
I love Winnipeg.
I love watching Winnipeg.
I do.
Me too. Winnipeg
And I have
fun.
I have an attachment. I have
in
an
Chicago,
attachment to Winnipeg.
More fun to watch in Chicago?
Yeah, more fun than in Chicago.
I don't know, man. I like
Chicago,
watching Taze and Saad.
There's
and
a different feel.
Osa, dude, those guys.
But there's a different feeling when you watch a team that hasn't had it. You know what Calgary is? Calgary is what Burke wanted to build in Toronto. That is exactly what they wanted to build in Toronto. It's fast, big, even though they have a couple small guys.
How many
great
chances is Burke going to get to build this team?
Calgary?
No, I mean, every team he tries to build.
I thought he built a great team in Vancouver. I thought he built an amazing team in Anaheim. They fucking won.
Yeah. He
Excuse
won in
my
Anaheim.
Language.
He won in Anaheim.
Toronto's got some sort of weird Russian at the top of their food chain that just keeps crushing that system.
What is going
on
now
with Shanny?
Shanny is...
But who's the... it's the group of owners that just... They don't care because
the place
is sold out.
That's the
place
problem.
Is sold
it's
out.
Sold out.
They're always, they throw their jerseys on the ice and then they go buy another jersey. So they're doubling their intake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's not hurting.
We have a couple more. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I wanted to just.
Anyways, my team's average.
Touch quickly on the Edmonton pickup in the draft of McDavid.
Yes.
Everyone was after him. They say he is the new Sid Crosby. What do you think?
I heard he retired.
I have two thoughts. One is I want to see if. Since Gretzky, they haven't let their golden child be a superstar, untouchable like Jordan or LeBron. They let Lemieux get hacked, called the Garage League. But Kasparaitis and Scott Stevens literally knocked Lindros out of the league. And Sid, they don't give him any respect. So I'm interested to see if they treat him like Gretzky and no one touch him. Or he is because he's a small guy. Eichel's a big guy, he's a small fast. He's a great player. I'm saying I'm interested to see how the league treats him if he's treated like Gretzky. And the other thing that's kind of interesting is other than the 5 years, the Rico Fatta era, literally the best player in hockey have been between Edmonton and Pittsburgh for 40 some years.
Wow,
well, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good stat.
Isn't that interesting?
Good stat.
That's
really interesting.
How good is this kid?
He's amazing.
He's amazing, but I don't know, man. I don't.
He's a little guy. He's not big.
I just don't know how you put that kind of. Because there's so much that goes on in Edmonton. There's a need for what we're talking about, like following a lead dog. There's no lead dogs in Edmonton.
Right. They need to pay for a big defenseman. And me and Corey, we talk about this all the time. How you build a team? You build a team with a 30-minute defenseman that owns half the ice.
Of course.
That's the first step. They should trade two of those forwards they got and get one of those guys.
Yeah. But where do you get it? Who do you get it from?
You go after
Dion Phaneuf.
No. You go after.
Do you trade this kid?
Maybe Shea Weber. I mean, you go
no,
after,
you don't trade. I don't
you
think
go
you
after
trade
Shea
this
Weber. You go after Duncan Keith. You go after one of those couple guys.
How good is he? Is
Duncan
Crosby
Keith,
good?
Maybe.
Is he?
I don't know how good he. It's interesting. Apparently, this is the deepest draft in 10 years, right? Is that what they're saying?
I think so.
For like not just him, but for the first five guys. So, who knows? Like, how many times have we seen number two turns out to be the diamond?
Yeah.
Well, Eichel's big, and he's going to be he's a big cat, and he's going to be playing with Evander Kane in Buffalo. So he might have a, you know, he's.
I wonder who they're going to get for a coach there.
He's going to have a good. I bet they get San Jose's coach.
McClellan?
I bet they get McClellan.
That was a stupid release by San Jose.
He actually had a pretty darn good record.
Speaking of stupid releases, another thing people want to hear is yes, once again, my mistress has been caught with blow
in Vegas.
But not the mistress you think.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, geez, that was a bad moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, not good. But, you know, I mean, so you talk about the Bob, we should give him the Bobby Probert Award.
He should get it this week. You're right. He covered one of the bases.
And the Bugsy Malone Award. Bugsy also got caught.
Yeah.
But Bugsy wasn't suspended, so maybe Stahl won't be suspended.
He might not be suspended, but I think you'll see. You may have seen the last of him in Los Angeles.
Well, he's a free agent.
I think so.
Yeah. I think they're going to let him.
He's a free agent.
So who's going to pick him up? Toronto will be the smartest place to pick him up. If Toronto has any clue at all, they'll just start trying to, because they can afford it. Just buying free agents all over the place.
Well, first thing they got to do is find someone to take FNUF, and the second thing they do is find someone to take Kessel. I don't think Kessel's a bad guy, but Kessel.
He seems like he gains weight during the year.
He's the only cocky player I've ever seen with chubby cheeks. I'm not saying he's not.
That's what I'm saying.
Playing his hardest.
Chubby cheeks are a dead giveaway.
I think he gains weight during the season.
Yeah.
And did we mention? We mentioned Berube. Are we ready for the award?
He should hang out with Stoll, then he wouldn't gain any weight.
Let's say, yeah, come on,
folks, come on,
come on.
Are we ready for the awards?
Yes,
cocaine power.
All right. There is the fantasy. There's no more fantasy award. That season is over. The great,
Who won that? Jose.
Yeah, Jose Galvez. I was trying to say, elbowing is his team. Yeah. He won, so no more of that. So let's go right to the save of the week.
Save of the week.
Oh, you haven't been here since the new
one.
This is awesome. Some Cinderella.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Can't beat Cinderella.
Capital sick to Andrew. All right, now, because this is the playoffs. I mean, Halak's had some big save. There's been a lot of big saves to go around. But to me, the two insane saves by goaltenders were Rene last night had some of the absolute sickest saves.
Unbelievable.
You've ever seen. I can't even pick out which ones
were
the better ones, but he did sick.
Yeah.
And then Darling in game one for Chicago, the one post-to-post on the power play when the guy was backdoor.
He's got my pick.
That's robbery.
I would say that's my pick.
His one from behind the back. He caught behind the back.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know who you picked.
Darling's playing great.
And then, because it may be the last thing we ever say about Gino on this show in a good way, his save when Flower didn't know where the puck was.
Well, that was a big save, too.
That gave us a game five. So that's to save Captain, your pick?
I'm picking Darling.
Yeah, from the post to post.
Yeah.
Mr. Beck,
I think Darling would be mine as well. Yeah. I think just the fact that, you know, he's what a great story and what a great save.
Oh yeah. To come in there like that in Smashville. All right, now we go for the Goon of the Week.
Goon of the Week. All right, who we got for Goon of the Week?
Well, what I just wrote in, because I forgot to put it in the Goon of the Week, was the Subban slash, because that's just, you know, whatever. It has to make it.
Right.
Because it cost that. Then we have my buddy, Big Tommy Wilson, just absolutely last night freight trained Visnovsky.
trained him.
Just good night, Irene. And he had already been hit twice by Ovi. He just called it. I think he's back in Russia right now. I mean, he got – Tom Wilson is a big man with bad intentions, and he just ran him over. Now, these two I really like. The next one I really like is Erik Karlsson, who I've called kind of a skirt. Power play specialist. He absolutely ran over Beaulieu, however you pronounce the name in French, twice at the blue line.
Yep.
Beaulieu is out for the rest of the series.
Wow.
I love to be on the training table whenever you have to look Taryn in the eye and say, I can't go anymore, coach. Erik Karlsson knocked me out.
Oh, man.
I was hit the by scourge. A wig.
Now, another one I liked, the one last night was Bolesky last night just absolutely Colby Armstrong someone behind in Winnipeg. I didn't have written down who it was, but you remember the old Colby, someone's not looking when they come around the net?
Yeah, and then
I mean, Bolesky, I didn't know Bolesky had that in him. That was a fun one. Then we last night we had Bolig with the taunt. Did you see that one?
Yep.
The 10-minute game. That's a little touchy, 10-minute misconduct.
Yeah.
Then we had Ribeiro, not on my list of favorite people, when he punched Shaw on the bench. You know, he's lucky Shaw was on the bench, or I think he'd have thrown him over the glass. Shaw would beat the hell out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Zuccarello, one of our favorite rats or unfavorite rats, he Lucic'd Steve Downey.
Yeah.
He went on the undercarriage. Now here's one that we know you love. Paquette did the unsportsmanlike thing of tripping Mazarek. And then our man, Justin Albicater.
Recently returned.
Yeah.
To the lineup.
Returned to the lineup.
Regulated
for the captain.
I'm telling you.
And then we can't miss, because to me, it reminiscent of the worst atrocity ever proposed in hockey. Our man, but once again, showing up on the bad side of the ledger, Big Buff. Dale Hunard.
Corey Perry. Yeah, I love Big Buff, but I didn't like that.
That's a Dale Hunter. That is an absolute dickhead move.
That wasn't cool.
To me, Dale Hunter is still the worst thing I've ever seen in hockey. How do you stand on that, Mr. Bag?
I will have to say that
you like getting Perry getting hit. You're not a Perry guy.
Well, it's a tie between Buff and I also just loved, because I remember playing once and jumping into a bench when Ribeiro punched the guy on the bench. It takes some nards to go after a whole
You
bench.
Jumped on the bench?
Yeah, I was an idiot.
Come on.
I was an idiot.
There you go.
I got shit kicked by Prince George one day pretty hard. So.
a real prince or the team?
The town.
Oh, the town.
Well, I like Avocator on that.
There you go.
You know.
There you go. Right on. Now we'll save the deal for last. We'll do the man, the hero,
Mr. Bobby Probert. Yep. It's a Probert Award. And I saw that stat. I can't believe that.
Yes. So, the old Pittsburgh Penguin, Derek England, in one period got three fights, like three misconducts, 42 penalty minutes, ties the all-time record with the man.
Dave Schultz.
The
hammer. Yeah.
When you tie Dave Schultz's record, you get the Bobby.
You get it.
But you know what? But the great part about Dave Schultz, there wasn't as many teams, so he were going after the same guy all the time. That's what's impressive about it.
Yeah.
Like somebody didn't figure out that he was coming after them.
Yeah, right?
Well,
if you tie the hammer, you get the award.
You get the award. Maybe falling on the ground before the show didn't help my memory.
Having your seizure didn't help you out?
I don't know how that couldn't have helped.
Who am I trying to think of right? Oh, Ken Dryden. Over all the Olympics and everything, his favorite win was beating the Flyers because he didn't like the way they played hockey.
He's such a nerd. I remember.
The Flyers beating the Soviets.
Yes.
That's what I liked. Remember when they came into Philly? Ran them out.
Yeah.
They left. They left the ice.
I'm trying to think. Did it break an arm or an ankle on somebody?
Oh, Ed Van Imp broke Karmelov's ankle.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they were such dicks.
They were.
Hey, come on over and play hockey. Now we're going to shit kick you.
Remember how they got him back
on the ice?
Oh, they threatened not to pay him.
Not to pay them.
Yeah.
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 How great was that the Russians needed money?
Yeah, that said it a lot, didn't
it? Yeah.
During the Cold War?
Yeah, I like the one where Bobby Clark goes over to Russia. You ever see the special where Espo goes over to Russia and he's chewing gum and they're freaking out because he's giving the kids gum and the Russians want to put him in like a gulag?
Wow.
So they weren't allowed gum in Russia.
Espo made it happen, in that big series.
I haven't seen that movie that they made about Russian hockey. But
I want to see that too. I haven't seen it either.
I'd seen the advertisement for it and then I didn't see it come out in the movie theaters. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. And I don't know if it came out in a lot of theaters, but I want to see it too.
It looked really interesting.
Yeah.
And there's been a couple documentaries on the Russian hockey.
Yeah, there's like
Red Army.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see him in the summer whenever, like, I'm jonesing. That's like the last Gladiators, the one about Niles.
Yeah.
Knuckles Nylund. They say that's when like a five-star movie.
Have you seen it?
I've
seen it. I want to say it was on Showtime or something. I was watching it.
Was it awesome?
It's sad.
Is it?
It's so sad.
It was supposed to be like about 10 guys, but then Knuckles was such an amazing character. They're like, oh, it's about him.
Amazing character, but it is just like his mom is just talking. Because he was from Boston, right? Was that where he grew up? So he went to the Canadians,
but
then he came to Boston, yeah. And he was not happy to be back in Boston. But they used to boo him, and his mom used to get mad that they booed him. There's a point where in that movie where you're like, he bled Montreal Canadian. Like, he felt like he was a Montreal Canadian, and he didn't ever want to leave there. Yeah. And but the sad part is, he's got nothing now. He's got nothing.
It's like the special I saw on Jake the Snake Roberts. Same thing.
Oh, those are some cold cards. He's as bad as Jake the Snake, though. Jake the Snake was smoking crack.
Yeah.
He had some bad. Those guys, there's some demons out there, man. When you're fighting for a living, there's some demons that you don't.
I'm fighting for a living every night. Tonight I'll be at the Ice House.
Are you at Ice House tonight?
Oh, wait. Oh, tonight's. No, tomorrow. Oh, no.
That's how bad your seizure took you.
let's go to the big award.
All right, man.
I love that there's music. It just makes me happy.
Man of the week.
The man of the week. Now, we have two to pick from. One, a show favorite, someone who grew up in your parish, Mr. Bag. Then went to the Montreal for a ham sandwich. I still can't believe he went to Montreal when we didn't get him in Pittsburgh. But Dale Weiss pulls the Jaromir Jagr, scores the game tire with minutes left, then the game winner in overtime.
Pretty awesome.
Dale Weiss.
The league is scattered with Canucks.
No, but I mean, literally, he gave him away for nothing.
Grabner.
Yeah. He probably should win the deal, but I'm gonna. But it's up to you guys. But I think the number one choice who I put in was Darling. Not supposed to be playing.
Scott Darling
in stepping up. So
yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, I'd
or
say
you pick your own. Pick your own.
You're gonna
go Huddler?
I was going to say the witch because he got the two goals.
Oh, there you go.
But I got to go.
Those guys are supposed to be like that.
That's true.
Like that. And Weiss was last year. He was the one that was shocked us last year. Darling is a great story.
He still pulled the JJ though. To score. That's a Jagr move. It's 3 minutes left.
Right.
Score the goal. Score the overtime goal.
Right.
That's pretty cool. True.
Yeah, that's.
But I got to go, Darling.
There you go. Dale Weiss.
I want to go with the whole Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
But you want to move down now you want to win. Once you're in, you got to win because you're not going to help your draft. So how often would it have been if the Flyers would have won? Would have won that draft. Oh my God.
It was how crazy was it to watch and just go, are you serious? Edmonton again?
Yeah, I felt bad for Buffalo.
Arizona too. I think all those teams work out. I really think.
I don't think Arizona would, I don't know, move. I like going to see hockey games, but I don't need them to have the number one.
Let
Buffalo get the guy.
They had a cool thing on the news. So they were showing a Buffalo bar at the very end of the season, and they were all rooting against the Sabres.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, I have a question for you. How do you change that? So, because I even with basketball, I hate the fact that teams are starting to tank.
To tank on purpose. Yeah, I don't like that
either.
So
how do you change it? Do you change it so everybody's equal? Like, I think the thing that I like about English soccer, I think, or it's European soccer, is if you're the worst two teams in the league, you fall to a different league and the best two teams from another league come up.
I wish
that happened in hockey because then you have to be the best.
Then you can't tank. Do you think people do tank?
Yeah. I think Edmonton tanks.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's on purpose, but they tank. I think I do think that there's a certain point of losing you go. Yeah,
and it's subtly easy to do. You just bench a couple of key guys.
And when you're firing coaches,
See, I that's where I think you tank. I think you tank at the GM level. I don't think you ever ask the guys on the ice to tank. You tank on
who plays goal,
who's up, right. who's down. That's where you tank. Yeah,
that, I understand that, but still, you're tanking. It's not against the guys, because if the guys are tanking, doesn't that turn – isn't that shoeless Joe Jackson right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it is. It could
that's
be.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That it's that, and it's these guys are playing for – who wants to look bad on tape? The tape is right. like, oh, well, you didn't win a
because
face-off
for three
because
you don't know if you're, you're going to be on that team the next season, and you right. might be working for another
yeah,
contract.
Exactly.
That, I understand that, but there's a system in place – to make sure the team tanks, like we all know that.
I just think it's like, thank God I didn't go to Philly, because you know it's funny, like you know how they hate Crosby. They used to boo Jágr and whistle at him with his long hair. Then they got him and they loved him.
How can you not love Jágr?
You gotta love Jágr.
When it's like now, that's my biggest thing against Rutherford is he gave a second and a fourth for Daniel Winnick, and I think Florida gave like. A third and, you know, a free T-shirt for Jágr. Well, and, oh, no, we don't need a guy to help our power play or to play wing with Gino or maybe be clutch. We need another jabroni penalty killer.
Right. Well.
I think Winnick was one of your guys, too, right?
More than likely. I feel the same thing about last year when we traded away Luongo. I'm like, you're about to fire a general manager. But you let them make a trade.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
And Florida has a lot of great players.
And we didn't get any of them.
No. Yeah, and I was ripped on this show.
Yeah, that's bad.
I was ripped on this show for what you got for Kessler because Bonino.
Horrible.
Because Bonino had a good month. But all the people who Twittered me and how it's,
you don't let Kessler go for nothing.
If you want to hear, my friend will go off. My buddy Trent Franzen will go off and off and off about that trade.
They didn't get enough for him, right?
They got nothing.
I used the word nothing and my Twitter blew up.
And I'm Vancouver Canucks fan. We got nothing. Congratulations, Anaheim. Congratulations.
Hey, guess what?
Because you ducked us right in the butt.
And he's a big piece of the puzzle there for them.
Oh, he's doing great. It's even more annoying. And my dog's safety words, Kessler. I didn't expect him to be living anywhere near us.
And he, like LaPierre stepping up for the Penguins. Like, he knew he was a player performer. He's stepping up. You know,
I wish we had him.
Kessler had a medium year, good year, but now he's playing great now, though.
That's where he comes into play. He knows it's time.
Yeah, he steps up. That's where a good player does.
Honestly, I didn't think that they had another level in them. They got another gear in them.
Getzloff and Perry, because I've seen those two guys with not much of a team carry a team. So now they're looking pretty good now. It's up to.
I will be watching that game tonight.
Barbecue, Bruce. What's barbecue? See a barbecue? How's he gonna mess it? How's barbecue gonna?
Can't mess this one up.
It's gonna get rip sauce on it somehow. It's a dry rub, Bruce. It's a dry rub.
May 8th and 9th, Gotham Comedy Club. I'm headlining. Me and Paul Verzi, the All In Tour. Mr. Bag.
Great. What do I have coming up? when does this come out?
Friday.
Oh, if you're in Ventura this weekend, I'll be at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. Cool. And then next week, I'll be in Juneau. I'm sure there's only one venue up there. I don't know what it is, but you can find me in Juneau, Alaska. And then the following week, I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky at Comedy Off Broadway.
So awesome you can make it in.
Yeah.
I love coming in. You guys know I love coming in.
It's the best.
And he is the best stand-up comic.
He is the best.
I am at the Laugh Factory Friday night, and then Sunday night show on KLOS.
An awesome show last week.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Thank you. 10 p.m. 10 p.m. till 2 a.m.
He's the best. He's the captain.
Check that out. And we got Joe Goose and the boxing trainer because the big fight's coming up.
Look at that.
Big fight.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us, Ian Pack.
What are you kidding? Thank you for having me, guys.
And thank you, Joe Bartnick. This is Fraser Smith for Puck Off. We are out.